You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. CBS News has confirmed that rapper Sean Diddy Combs is in federal custody. Prosecutors say Combs was arrested in New York City, where he faces a sealed criminal indictment. Combs' attorney, Mark Agnifilo, says they are disappointed with the decision to pursue what they believe is an unjust prosecution of Mr. Combs by the U.S. Attorney's Office. The suspect in yesterday's assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump has been charged with two firearms offenses. On social media, the 58-year-old had described himself as a former Trump voter who had traveled to Ukraine in hopes of fighting in its war against Russia. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The picture emerging of Ryan Routh includes a criminal past and spans thousands of miles. In North Carolina, beginning in 2002, he was convicted on a weapons charge and later a hit and run and resisting arrest. In a since-removed post on social media, he wrote he was a Trump voter in 2016, but by 2020, he'd write that he was disappointed, adding, "I'll be glad when you're gone." During Trump's term, Routh moved to Hawaii.
The FBI is still investigating a possible motive. Today, two elementary schools in Springfield, Ohio, were evacuated, the latest buildings in the city targeted by threats since former President Donald Trump amplified a debunked conspiracy about Haitian immigrants there. CBS's Nicole Killian is in Springfield with more.
In Springfield's Little Haiti, Roman Pierre is a manager at a Creole restaurant that has been bombarded with calls.
A lot of people call me. They say, you sell cat, you sell dog. I say, no, we don't sell those kind of things.
He says Trump and Vance should apologize.
Haitians are good people.
After a car strikes an above-ground pipeline valve, sparking a massive fire, first responders evacuated a neighborhood in Deer Park, Texas, outside Houston. Deer Park Mayor Jerry Mouton Jr.
We've got a perimeter set up, and some levels of evacuation have been conducted, and the pipeline source is being shut off.
A new scientific report is warning that millions of people worldwide will die over the next quarter century if there isn't major advancement in antibiotics. Reporter Brad Gibson.
It's an alarming report. More than a million people are dying yearly from antibiotic resistance, and it's accelerating. The study's co-author, Kevin Ikuta.
Over the next 25 years, we estimate that more than 39 million people will die as a consequence of antibiotic resistance, about 3 deaths every minute.
And it's not just in third world countries. As superbugs defeat more antibiotics, a lot more of those deaths will be in first world countries like the U.S. Brad Gibson for CBS News.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin has grown to nearly 164,000 students this fall, the highest total since 2020. 8 campuses saw higher enrollments, but some of that growth was impacted by some 2-year branch campuses closing. Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance campaigns in Wisconsin Tuesday. James Kelly reports.
The rally is scheduled for 4:30 on Tuesday afternoon. The Eau Claire Event District also hosted a rally for Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz shortly after his introduction to the ticket. It's the second visit that Senator Vance has made to Eau Claire since joining former President Trump on the Republican ticket. I'm James Kelly.
Vice President Kamala Harris plans to speak in Madison Friday night. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
I have a lot of respect for the Indianapolis Colts. Gus Bradley, he's one of the premier defensive coordinators in this league. And just for our guys to be able to go out there and execute, this is a very tough physical football team that we played. And for our guys to be able to do what we did, I was really proud of our efforts.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Here at the overnight, we'll see partly cloudy skies and light southeast winds. Sunrise temperatures dropping to the lower 60s. A very nice Tuesday on the way. Sunny skies, highs reaching the upper 70s. Pretty much a carbon copy for Wednesday. It's 60 at our studios.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show to discuss the Emmys. And I welcome comedian, TV host, and creator of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Tom Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
this, and he repeatedly refused to condemn the bomb threats. And this is a guy who is literally embracing stochastic terrorism, which is what bomb threats are, you know, just, you know, random lone wolf terrorism. And then he published, he posted a thing saying, I hate Taylor Swift. I mean, this is just hate. This is all these guys have. And as long as they keep making these outrageous claims and, the, you know, what it does, and this, by the way, this is an intentional strategy. Several of the Vance Trump campaign people have just come right out and said it. This is a strategy. This is what J.D. Vance said on one of the Sunday shows this Sunday. I think it was on CNN. You know, he said that we have to create these stories in order to get the media to focus on immigration. And the reason why is there's only really one subject where the Trump-Vance campaign is beating the Harris-Walz campaign, and that is immigration. And so if Trump and Vance can continue to tell outrageous lies about black immigrants, it keeps immigration at the top of the news cycle, which in the opinion of Trump and Vance is to their advantage, because then the corporate media are not discussing how Joe Biden put this country back together after Donald Trump threw us into the worst depression since the Great Depression. The media are not talking about how we're taking really some pretty dramatic steps to mitigate climate change. They're not talking about the factories that are coming back to the United States as a result of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris just utterly, openly rejecting Reagan, Clinton, Bush, and Obama's neoliberal policies and just saying, no, we're going to go back to FDR and John Maynard Keynes's just, you know, real economics. We're going to go back to that. Well, nobody's talking about that because they're all talking about, oh, my God, oh, my God. You know, these poor refugees, these poor immigrants, or these bad immigrants. I mean, it's really time for the Republican Party, what's left of it, to do some serious soul searching. But I, you know, tragically, what I'm seeing is that that's not happening. Instead, what you're seeing is elected Republicans and Republican spokespeople, people who are, you know, the voices of Republicans on TV and radio, just out there saying, oh, no, we're just, you know, it's fine with us. You know, it's there is a problem down there. You know, I'm hearing from my constituents. As Madeleine Albright, former Secretary of State, wrote, you know, who fled Germany in the 30s, in her book Fascism, A Warning. Decades ago, George Orwell suggested that the best one-word description of a fascist was bully. And that's what's going on. Hate has always been a tool of fascists and dictators because it's powerful enough to cause people to behave in ways they would normally consider offensive or even bizarre, that they normally wouldn't do it. And now we're seeing, as Vance has confessed, that he is telling lies, that he's making up stories, that all the guardrails, all the limits, even common decency, are gone from the Trump-Vance campaign. I mean, this is a guy who's married to the brown-skinned daughter of Indian immigrants, J.D. Vance, and yet he's willing to trash people based on their skin color and do it intentionally just to gain political power. That is as sick and twisted and craven as it gets. So this is not a problem that Democrats alone can fix. I mean, you know, having an overwhelming victory this fall would take us a big step forward. But, you know, I warned you about this a couple weeks ago. The billionaire money is starting to drop. We're seeing it here in the Portland market. In the local race for Congress, Janelle Bynum is a great member of Congress, is being just viciously attacked. She's actually a great member of the Georgia House of Representatives or Senate, I'm not sure which, and she's running for Congress, and we've got this Republican in the seat right now. And just vicious ads calling her a liar and darkening her face, the whole thing. It's all, you know, it's coming from a super PAC, one of these billionaire-funded super PACs. So here we are. The billionaires' money is starting to hit, and you know, the races are gonna tighten up. Early voting starts this Friday in some states. So here we are. As German conservatives learned in the late 1930s, if they don't act now, it may soon be too late. If Republicans don't do something, left the party. We'll do it.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
More hate news and John Roberts and, oh, and the corporate media is falsely suggesting that the potential assassin was a Democrat. Not so much.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Money to Democrats. But on January 18th of this year, he tweeted to Vivek Ramaswamy, "You cannot quit. You must stay on the ballot to the end. You must fight. You must continue giving speeches and push all the way to Election Day, no matter the election results. Do not give up. Join Nikki and keep working. Never give up." The guy clearly doesn't like Trump, but he's a registered independent. But the media, our lazy media, keeps saying, well, this guy's a Democrat. No, he's not. Meanwhile, Elon Musk, I mean, this is just wild. There was, you know, discussion about the assassination attempt against Trump. Last night or this morning, Elon Musk tweets, "And no one is even trying to assassinate Biden/Kamala. Seriously, that's the entirety of his tweet. In response to a tweet saying, why do they want to kill Donald Trump? This is from Dodge Designer. Jonah Goldberg said, this is appalling and indefensible. You think? Musk later deleted the tweet, but holy cow. This guy is suffering, I think, from some serious mental issues. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has vowed to deport the Haitians in Springfield. Now, again, these are people who legally came to the United States from Haiti, legally obtained green cards, rights to work, legally were hired. They have Social Security numbers. They were hired, or the equivalent, whatever you get with a green card. They were hired by companies in Springfield to come there and work. The companies wanted them there. And Trump says he's going to strip them of their green cards and deport them to Venezuela. Venezuela. USA Today columnist Rex Hupke wrote, "He's dehumanizing legal immigrants. He has devolved to his most base, hateful level and often incoherent racist." Trump said, and this is what Trump said to reporters, you know, on his golf course near Los Angeles. He said, "We will do large deportations from Springfield, Ohio, large deportations. We're going to get these people out. We're bringing them back to Venezuela." Right. So here you have Haitian immigrants who did not come through the southern border, but Trump is trying to suggest that they did by saying, "We're going to send them back to Venezuela. And then J.D. Vance, I mean, this is just a remarkable confession. He was on CNN, the State of the Union. He said, and I quote, "The American media totally ignored this stuff." He's talking about immigration.
until Donald Trump and I started talking about cat memes. If we have to create stories so that the American media actually pays attention to the suffering of the American people, then that's what I'm going to do, Dana, because you guys are completely letting Kamala Harris coast. And, you know, this is just, he's just making stuff up. Pete Buttigieg says, remarkable confession by J.D. Vance this morning when he said he'll create stories, that is, lie, to redirect the media. All this to change the subject away from abortion rights, manufacturing jobs, taxation of the rich, and other things clearly at stake in this election. Meanwhile, Donald Trump just painted a target on Taylor Swift's back. He went on his social, his Nazi-infested failing social media site. You know, it's just a rip-off site, by the way. They just basically use the same code that the open source code that Mastodon uses, and painted a target on Taylor Swift's back. He just posted, "I hate Taylor Swift." So, I mean, you've got these Trump followers out there, these true believers, who have in their homes little shrines to Donald Trump with pictures of him and Jesus praying together, and him and Melania, you know, with a Bible between them and a candle, you know, seriously and deeply in prayer. And Donald Trump as, I mean, you know, he's actually selling these pictures of Donald Trump as a WWE wrestler or as a superhero or a Superman flying through space. They believe that this guy is infallible. They believe that they need to follow him in his teachings and do whatever he wants them to do. And he says, "I hate Taylor Swift." Is one of Trump's followers going to take this as their marching orders, just like the guy in El Paso murdered all those Hispanics because Donald Trump said that they were dangerous, or the guy at the supermarket in Buffalo, New York, murdered all those black people because Trump went on a rant about black people, or the guy who shot up the people at the Tree of Life Synagogue, the Jews in Pennsylvania, because Donald Trump has been ranting about, I mean, hate is poison.
Listening to the Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
And Donald Trump is committed to injecting it into the bloodstream of this country as far and as fast as he can. What say you?
Would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. One of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for TomCast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your TomCast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
They're spinning the lies like a twisted game, saying Haitians are here to take the blame. Feeding on fears with tales of crime, but every word they say is a step out of line. They point to Springfield, stirring up rage, claiming white folks' pets on the plate these days. It's the same old hate, just wrapped in a new disguise. They prey on the weak, selling dangerous lies.
34 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Not much, Tom, and always a pleasure to speak with you. I did want to start with a little bit of a joke and then hit a couple of, I think, important things. The first is, you know what Miriam Edelson is going to say if Trump loses?
I don't.
I'm having an old friend for dinner.
I'm sorry. I don't even know who Miriam Edelson is, Joe.
You've lost Sheldon me. Edelson's wife that's giving Trump all the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah. Duck with orange sauce was what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But, you know, he loves not to funny. Say that on his at his campaign rally.
I know. He's all about Hannibal Lecter jokes. I get it.
Yeah. Okay. Back to the other thing. I think, you know, we talk about what Kamala is saying out on the debate trail, and all of it's good. I think one thing that she should really remind, especially in Pennsylvania, because she's been talking about the pre-existing conditions, that if the ACA goes away, those will no longer be protected. The one thing she needs to also highlight is if you have a 21 to 27-year-old child on your insurance, this could be these union people that are voting Trump. They have their kids that are 22, 23, 24 on their insurance. If you'll remember, the ACA made it where you could keep your kid on your insurance till age 27, I believe.
I think 26, but yeah, you're right.
Okay. Either way, I mean, if people knew that their kids were going to get kicked off their insurance, they need to be reminded of that.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I think that's a good point. The other thing I think she should mention, because the problem with Republican voters, I don't think they have the ability to absorb information over time. They're very in the moment, that transactional mentality. And I think she should remind that during Trump's presidency, 200,000 people died of fentanyl overdose. You know, it started back in the early 90s, like around 90, and it's gone up exponentially through every president, right, through Bush, through Clinton, through Obama. It's just gone up through all of the presidents exponentially. So about 200,000 people OD'd while Trump was president. And she should remind him this fentanyl problem is they really think it just started with Biden and Harris, which is weird.
Yeah.
I think she should remind that. The 21 to 26, good point, it is 26 now that I think about it. And lastly, you know, the other thing the Republicans and Donald Trump keep saying, they're blaming inflation on Biden-Harris spending, on Bidenomics, on the spending, which is really convenient because if they get power again, they're going to cut everybody's support. And then they'll go, hey, how else are we going to get rid of the spending? And I think what she should say is that considering that Republicans and Trump, mainly just say Trump, spent about as much as Joe Biden during his 4 years, should we blame him for half the inflation?
Well, Trump had a
We all know it has very, very little to do with spending.
Yeah, Trump had a $4 billion deficit in his last budget. Excuse me, maybe it was $4 trillion. But Biden is only 1.9 or 1.7. I mean, you know, Biden has gotten the budget deficit down substantially. It's still adding to the national debt. You know, our national debt has been going up steadily ever since Ronald Reagan dropped the top income tax rate from 74% down to 25%. It's just been, you know.
And Obama dropped the deficit from where Bush had it.
Right.
But the point being
and so did Clinton.
Yeah. If you take Trump's tax cut and the spending that he did, he's basically spent or put as much M1 money supply out there as Trump.
Yeah.
Right? Biden and Trump are pretty equal on the spending part. So if you want to blame spending, you think that's the real cause, then maybe we should blame Trump for half of that.
Yeah. Well, the problem is every other country in the world has an inflation problem right now. It's starting to cool down all around the world, but we led the world in terms of taming inflation. And this is all the result of the supply line shortages as a result of COVID. And that's the result of our having embraced neoliberalism and shifting so much of our manufacturing capacity offshore. So, you know, it all goes around.
Another thing that's very interesting, Tom, I read a study that went into great detail about the root of the inflation. They put it somewhere between 70 and 80% of the amount that we're paying now to inflated prices, i.e. price gouging. The other thing I tracked was where, you know, we have these multinational monopolies that are coordinating their pricing and stuff. And if you look at where they sell, what countries, which are our allies, allow their products in, they're the ones with the inflation problem.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
There you go.
Got There's it. A global greed. We need to hit that hard, because if we get inflation as
I'm with you, Joe. I'm absolutely with you. Thank you very much. Susie in Willits, California. Hey, Susie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Trump was just out here in California, and so I saw this on the news, and he was at his golf course in L.A., and he pretty much said, and he pronounced Gavin Newsom as new scum.
Oh, geez.
And then he said that if new scum doesn't go with his water, I don't even know what he's talking about. His water rules or something like that, that he will cut all federal funding for firefighters.
Huh.
All of it.
Yeah.
And they had like the main firefighter guy on there.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, he should be saying thank you for all your hard work. And I know it's hard work. I've been a firefighter for the U.S. Forest Service.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband works for Cal Fire. And so they are livid. These Cal Fire guys are livid, because he said if he gets elected and Gavin Newsom doesn't go by my rules,
right,
you're cut. No federal funding. And then Gavin Newsom got on, you know, made a tweet or whatever saying, you know, all voters be aware. Next is going to come to the ones that flooding, hurricanes, tornadoes, if you don't go by his rules, they're going to cut funding for you.
Yeah. Yeah. He's threatened to cut FEMA as well. Now, the fundamental situation here is that, you know, Republicans by and large, and certainly Trump Republicans, don't believe in government having any role other than a punitive one. Basically, they want police and courts, you know, to police us, and a military to protect the country, but they don't want any kind of supports. You know, the middle class is an artificial thing. It's something that has to be created by government. If you don't have government interventions in the marketplace, if you don't have government supporting the right to unionize, if you don't have government creating a minimum wage, if you don't have government establishing unemployment insurance, if you don't have government, you know, with health care and, you know, offering low-cost health care and low-cost education, if you don't have government offering these just fundamental services, then you don't have a middle class. You end up with the world that Charles Dickens wrote about, where the entire middle class is maybe 3% of us, and it's made up of doctors and lawyers and business people, and everybody else is the working poor. And that's the direction that the GOP wants to take us. Susie, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Paul in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Tom, what an absolute treat. So I wanted to call and share a little known thing that Trump employs, and it helps a little bit with understanding that from a 40,000-foot view, he uses it for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been a consultative sales guy for a good portion of my career. I'm retired. But there's a little known thing in the sales industry called FUD, and it's an acronym for fear, uncertainty, and doubt.
Oh, yeah.
And Trump, you know, low-level sales guys who don't have a product that they can sell to people use FUD to create turmoil and doubt in people so that they'll buy their product.
Well, it's been used to sell life insurance forever.
I mean, you know. Yeah, right, right. So, you know, aside from the fact that he also, of course, employs Nazi and fascist techniques, FUD, I mean, the whole debate, he used FUD at every turn. And so, anyway, I just wanted to call and add that to the
fear, uncertainty, and what was the D?
Doubt.
doubt, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
Yep. And,
makes perfect sense.
And then the other thing I want to add is I'm originally from State College, Pennsylvania, where Penn State University is. It's in the geographic center of the state. And when Trump won the election the first time, Pennsylvania went red, and national coverage, they're showing the map of various states. And when they showed Pennsylvania, there are only two blue spots. One was outside of Philly and Westchester. The other was State College.
Yeah. Paul,
you're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com. N-O-K-B-O-X.com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
This is the Shaw, W-A-U-K.
CBS News Brief. Sean Diddy Combs has been arrested by federal authorities in New York based on a sealed indictment, which they expect to unseal in the morning. Diddy's attorney in a statement said, "We are disappointed with the decision to pursue what we believe is an unjust prosecution of Mr. Combs." Former President Donald Trump has addressed the apparent assassination attempt in an interview on X Spaces.
It was quite something, but it worked out well, and Secret Service did an excellent job. And they have the man behind bars, and hopefully he's going to be there for a long time. Dangerous person.
In Deer Park, Texas, about 20 miles south of Houston, a pipeline exploded, shooting flames into the air. This woman was nearby.
When I saw the fire, I got so scared. I had never been panicked like that before.
Shelter in place and evacuation orders were issued for residents. CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Several children are injured after a school bus crash in southeast Wisconsin Monday morning. Police say an SUV ran a stop sign and knocked the bus over. Lisa Hale reports.
The Random Lake School District posted on social media that bus 17 was involved in a crash. Helicopter video showed the bus tipped over on its side. The school district said students were injured and received medical care. The families impacted have been notified. There was no information on the severity of their injuries. I'm Lisa Hale.
Efforts to expand the federal child tax credit have stalled in the U.S. Senate. The Children's Defense Fund says the bill could have lifted 400,000 children out of poverty nationwide. The Annie E. Casey Foundation says 13% of Wisconsin children live in poverty. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Could Ewan McGregor play Obi-Wan Kenobi again? It seems the Force is still with him. After a string of canceled Star Wars shows in the last few years, the franchise is rethinking bringing back McGregor to play Kenobi, and McGregor says he's game. McGregor started playing Kenobi in 1999 in The Phantom Menace and played the character in the 6-episode series Obi-Wan Kenobi on Disney+. The network has not given a definitive answer yet on whether or not the series will return for a second season. McGregor says there are still Obi-Wan stories to be told. Well, there is one Goonie who is willing to say die, and her name is Martha Plimpton.
Addressing rumors of a Goonies sequel, Plimpton posted on Instagram that there is no script, Spielberg is not involved, and there is no one from the original cast attached. But Goonies apparently stick together. Corey Feldman backs his fellow castmate, confirming on the artist formerly known as Twitter that he has not heard a peep about a sequel. Buzz kill. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Here are the overnight. We'll see partly cloudy skies and light southeast winds. Sunrise temperatures dropping to the lower 60s. A very nice Tuesday on the way. Sunny skies. Highs reaching the upper 70s. Pretty much a carbon copy for Wednesday. Currently 59 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's a
gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, Ted, I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time where we'll take your phone calls, ask what's grinding your gears, and more of our Text to Win Go for the Green and Gold contest. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I got to go Trump this time, and no MAGAs are going on. I'm going Harris. Some Republicans, like George Will, are going over. He just endorsed Kamala Harris. By the way, you know, George Will used to teach at Michigan State. When you were there, he taught at Madison College.
No, I didn't know that. I've been reading him since about then, though.
he was an associate professor. He was only there about a year or two. But anyway.
How about that?
The margins are not measurable by the polls, because they're essentially events that haven't happened yet, and we don't know if they're going to happen. It's the undecided voter is not undecided about who they're going to vote for. They're undecided about whether they're going to vote.
Right.
The undecided, the somewhat likely voter begins to pay attention about after Labor Day, and they only coalesce about whether they're actually going to go to the poll, and they vote at the poll about a week before.
And I would add that the only reason that they pay attention is because suddenly billions of dollars in television ads get dropped.
That's right. But they're energized to vote for the candidate they would probably vote for. And when the margin votes, Democrats win. The margin is mostly is composed more of Democrats.
Right, which is why Republicans are constantly trying to suppress the vote.
Right. And so, because the fluctuation in the polls that we're seeing now, I think, is that there is insufficient validity and precision in the polling. And so what you're seeing when you see a fluctuation, it's kind of like measuring a door frame, but you don't have a measuring tape. You're using, like, your hand span or something it's not exactly. So it's the same door frame, but you come up with something different every time, right? Because you're like, oh, well. Because you don't have precision and validity in your measuring tool. So I think that's what's happening. And yes, the racist stuff about the immigrants, they're trying to influence attitudes. And in sociological terms, that means an attitude is cognitions charged with emotions that may predispose behavior.
I don't think it's that. I think they're trying to activate the racists. I think they're trying to piss off racists to the point that they'll decide to vote.
Racist attitude, but to predispose the behavior, this is the problem when you say that, Haitians, that's not anybody's experience. Some people might be racist, but if it was really happening, they said, yeah, some black Haitian did eat my damn dog or my neighbor's dog. That's not happening.
No, not a single person has come forward with a missing pet.
Right. And then not only that, it's having an effect. There was a news, something on the news about the boomerang effect is that there are a lot of immigrants in Florida who are eligible to vote.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, listen, a lot of Haitians in Florida.
Yeah, half a million
and
of them.
And this is none of this divide and conquer. You know, there was a professor at Michigan State. His name was Charles Laureau. We call him Lash. He was there when you were there, too. He used to tell me, Richardson, eventually America comes to her senses. And now, he's been gone for 20 years, but I have to wonder what he would say about this. But I think he would maintain, eventually America will come to her senses. And this is going to be, I think, a blowout. On the Democratic side.
Yeah.
I don't think Trump's going to get 60 million votes. He has done nothing. This, like they say, this is a game of addition, not subtraction or division. And he has done nothing. Just trying to be negative. Everything is negative. And he does this.
Yeah.
J.D. Vance and Donald Trump, have they ever met? Because when they answer questions, policy questions, they have different answers to the same questions. They don't have a
platform. They apparently don't talk very often. You know, I mean, no. You know, and Vance kind of said that. Actually, both of them have kind of said that. I mean, you know, they're both in some small and subtle ways trying to disavow each other. Vance now, right. You know, around Laura Loomer, and Trump now around Vance having said something. I forget what it was now, but, you know, on one of the Sunday shows.
If I ever met J.D. Vance, I'd say, let me tell you a little secret. Trump hates you. He hates you.
Yeah. Well, I think Vance is coming to that conclusion that he's...
Well, yeah. The thing is that this is just... And, of course, Trump denies... Well, I believe that he's never read Project 2025, but why the hell wouldn't at least somebody brief him on what's being attributed to him
so that he
can at least say, I disagree with this, but these things I do agree with. But because he's so lazy, he thinks this is all going to be an attitude election and that nothing substantial, nothing objective matters. Yeah. That's what he's trying. That's his ball game. That's his con game. That's what he's always done.
It's the 2016 strategy all over again, basically.
Yeah, there's nothing new. And that's, I mean, he's lost. Here's the thing. He's lost three elections or two elections already. He never won the first one, and he certainly lost the last one. He can't win an election.
I agree. And I've been saying this for some time. It's going to be a blowout. People are like, don't talk like that. No. Don't jinx it. But, the reality is we've all got to get out and vote, and we've got to do everything we can to encourage other people to vote as well. Paul, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Pat Kreitlow.
Tuesday morning, we're talking about supper clubs, the comfort food of restaurants, what makes them unique, and why they're so hard to rank.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
hey, you got this. Just breathe. Hey. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.